and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:44, we're pleased to have with us Deb Storr talking about Newman Regional Health volunteers and specifically Volunteer Week stuff happening at the hospital.
Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well so far. So how busy are you and your volunteers going to be?
Well, there's always something going on, that is for sure, when it comes to the volunteers. They are an active group, which, I'll be honest, amazes me every day and makes me feel lazy. They are fantastic.
How can you feel lazy when you lead this group?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's me leading them. It's just me helping keep all of their ideas moving in the right direction. It's them who, they do so much, put in so many hours, come up with so many ideas, and are just always researching and checking and different things. So it's not me leading them. It's just a team effort, and they take the lead on so much, which they're just amazing.
Yeah, we want to talk about healthcare scholarships in just a moment, because the window to get those applications in opens very soon. But you do have a fundraiser coming up here, starting Monday, May 6th, is that right?
Yes, from 8 to 5 on May 6th and from 8 to 3 on May 7th. And it's our Paco Jewelry fundraiser. There's more than jewelry. She usually has some clothing and some home decor items and things like that, too. But she is from the Kansas City area, so a local vendor, and just brings in amazing stuff. And then the volunteers love having her to just, earn money for the scholarships and also bring something to town that people like and enjoy and seem to get double benefits out of, because it's also coming up to Mother's Day, and that's usually a good gift. At least it was for my mom.
Yeah.
Cool deal. You mentioned here scholarship season May 1st. Obviously not that far away for you guys. Talk a little bit about how the scholarship has really, I guess, maybe not only helped to introduce students here to the medical field, but maybe gotten them spurred into it.
Well, so our healthcare scholarship is unique in the fact that it's for clinical and non-clinical areas of study. So you could be a nurse or a doctor, but you could also be going into chemistry or medical secretary or wellness coordinator or dental or chiropractic or massage. It doesn't matter if it's you're going for your master's degree, your doctorate, or whether you're going for your traditional technical college certificates or that kind of thing. Anyone from those areas and more are allowed to apply. So that makes it really nice.
And as we mentioned, applications accepted beginning May the 1st. Where are the applications available, Deb?
So if they go to newmanrh.org/scholarships, they'll find us. The application's right there under the words application form. They can also reach out to me at dstore@newmanrh.org and shoot me an email if they have any questions or things like that.
Deb Storr, again, joining us here, the volunteer coordinator for Newman Regional Health Volunteers. And I don't think people really realize here, Deb, and perhaps I'm wrong on this. You're with them every day, basically, but the role that the volunteers play in just making things easier and more comfortable for patients and their family members on a daily basis.
I'll give you a few numbers, and it might help people understand a tiny bit of what all the volunteers do. They donate more than 10,000 hours per year to the hospital or community events. They have given more than 150 scholarships to area students since 2010, which means more than $135,000. Out of 150 scholarships granted, 42 people or 36% have found jobs with Newman Regional Health.
Well, that's significant.
Pretty stout numbers.
No doubt about that. That's glaring information right there. And the fine work that the volunteers do at Newman Regional Health. Again, the scholarship window opens up on May the 1st. Let's get back to your fundraiser coming up with Paco Jewelry. 8 to 5 on Monday, May 6th, and 8 to 3 on Tuesday. Where will this all be located?
In what we call our Serpentine Hallway. So if you come in near the Patient Tower, which is entrance F, where our gift shop is, and head straight forward, you'll find it. Or if you come in entrance C, our main entrance with our surgery area, head straight and take it first left, you'll find it. So,
can't miss
right
it.
There.
Go forward. Entrance
exactly.
F. Now, Deb, what kind of duties do volunteers work at Newman Regional Health?
So the first thing is they run the gift shop. So they're in charge of everything that has to do with our gift shop and our little snack bar, which means that they're able to bring in money for that, for the scholarships, but also for the little things that either buying stuff around the hospital or taking care of things that they need to operate for themselves. Then, of course, you're going to find them at the information desk, smiling and greeting and trying to help direct you if you have questions on where you want to go. Or you might see them running around with a cart, delivering mail and magazines. Some of the other things you don't necessarily see the person doing is the baked goods that we have on a little table right outside the snack bar. There's always a homemade baked good that's for sale. The ladies enjoy doing it, and they range from teenagers to 90-year-olds. So, and we're talking, these are the people that get the purple ribbons at the fair and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Outstanding. Any specific spots that you're needing here for volunteer help right now, Deb?
We are still looking for people that are willing to help out at a couple of our information desks and just smile and greet and help guide people. We understand that not everybody knows where to go. Thankfully, we are a thriving hospital, but that means changes are constant. So it's always nice to have somebody where you can ask and they can help you figure out which floor your doctor's on
Sure. Now.
So.
Yeah. Have been a few changes
understood.
Like that, haven't there? Yeah,
understood. I've been directed here a lot recently, so they've been doing a good job. So, what kind of hours are you looking for during the day to the volunteers work?
Most of the time, volunteers are going to work somewhere between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay.
There are some exceptions on that, but that's the general consensus, and they're split into shifts. And we work with people whether they want to do once a month or once a week. So, and see what openings we have and how we can best fit our schedule to their schedule. And also try to make sure that it's an area that they like and they find compatible for their personality.
Okay.
Outstanding. How can folks get involved with Newman Regional Health volunteers if they would like to do so?
Well, they can talk to any volunteer at any station. You can always recognize them in their blue vest. They'd be happy to talk to people. But they can also go to newmanrh.org/volunteers and find out more on us that way as well.
Sounds good. Deb, anything else you wanted to add?
The volunteers are an amazing, fantastic, wonderful group, and this year to celebrate them, we're using a quote from Maya Angelou, and that is, "Be the rainbow in someone's storm." Our volunteers are the rainbows in our storms, and we are so grateful for them.
Well put.
Well said.
Deb, thank you very much.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Keep us posted.
Will do.
All right. Yeah, Deb Storr, the volunteer coordinator at Newman Regional Health. Those volunteers do great work, Chuck.
And they are busy, to say the least. I want to let you know that we are going to be busy here for, the next several days in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll just focus on tomorrow, because Sailor Middleton will be our Newsmaker 2 guest tomorrow at 8:20. Typically, she's on with us at 8:20 Thursdays, but the schedule's a little different, so we'll be talking about the Denim and Diamonds event schedule. Believe it or not, it's about set to roll pretty quickly, so we'll go through the details on that. And then for the Newsmaker 3 at 8:40, we'll be joined by Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve spokesperson Heather Brown. Preserve's busy this weekend. We'll get some details on that tomorrow.
And KVOE Live and Local. Yeah, log on to KVOE.com and head to the Audio Vault if you missed any of our interviews. They are all there listed through the entire, basically, year. We've got them right there. So check out the Audio Vault. It is 8:54, 51 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain.